USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Thousands in Louisiana are still without power, according to Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards. He said Sunday evening that electricity is practically non-existent for most people in southeast Louisiana and that 25,000 linemen are in the state working to restore power. Regional power supplier Entergy says that it could be up to 3 weeks before power is restored to some of the hardest hit areas by Hurricane Ida. The company estimates that 90% of its customers would see power restored sooner. The Louisiana Department of Health has also confirmed that a second person has died in the storm. The department said in a Monday evening tweet that a man drowned in his vehicle when he tried to drive through floodwaters near I-10 in New Orleans. Officials have issued evacuation orders around the Lake Tahoe Basin as the Calder Fire continues to burn through Northern California. More than 3,500 firefighters are working to control the blaze, which is 14% contained. The fire has burned through 277 square miles since it started on August 14th, destroying more than 600 structures. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
As Hurricane Ida slammed Louisiana with devastating winds, heavy rains, and dangerous storm surges on the 16th anniversary of the landfall of Hurricane Katrina, one vital piece of infrastructure survived the storm. Lance Pry explains.
Hurricane Ida hit landfall Sunday stronger than Hurricane Katrina 16 years earlier to the day. In fact, it was tied for fifth as the strongest hurricane to make landfall in the United States since records have been kept. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards tells Fox News the multi-billion-dollar levee system is paying off.
You have to remember that in Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago, it was really the failure of the levee that caused the worst part of that disaster by far. What I can report tonight is the hurricane risk reduction system, the protection system that has been really very much strengthened in the 16 years since Katrina. By the way, about $14 billion worth of investment there. It's holding up extremely well.
This is USA Radio News.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
With the final U.S. military flights out of Afghanistan leaving on Monday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that there are between 100 and 200 Americans remaining in the country who want to get out. In remarks Monday evening, Blinken pledged that the U.S. would continue to work to get them and Afghans who worked alongside U.S. personnel out of the country. But critics of the administration's withdrawal say that the U.S. broke its promise to get all Americans evacuated before the final military pullout. Congressman Adam Smith says that the public explanation of the evacuation efforts should have been better communicated. The Washington Democrat tells Fox News that the administration should have been clearer about what was possible at the Kabul airport.
Publicly, as you said, the mission was get everybody out. But that really wasn't the mission because of the danger. And it makes perfect sense to have this fixed date. Once the Taliban stopped supporting our ability to be there, the mission got a ton more dangerous. And it was dangerous enough as it was, given the threat from ISIS. That was all well understood. So what the mission really was, get as many people out as we possibly can by August 31st, when our troops come out, and try to make sure we maintain the conditions with the Taliban to continue to get people out after that, even after our troops have left. And no, I don't think that they made that as clear publicly as they should have. They kept saying things like what the president said, when that was not really what they were trying to do. And I understand that. I mean, they were in a very dangerous situation, and they were arguably putting more lives at risk by staying.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.